This song is called Hurricane. If you got any political pull at all, maybe you can help us get this man out of jail, back onto the streets.
Ring out on a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the outer hall. She sees a bartender and a pool of blood. Has that, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world. Cops. And they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Cotter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. They took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man.
talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for the pay. When it's over, I just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger.
No one doubted that he pulled the trigger.
Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed, and the old white jury agreed. Falsely tried. Crime was murder. One who guess who testified. On the next, the rally and bellow, and they both lied. In the newspapers, they all went along for the ride.
How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand?
To see him obviously frayed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice. In their ties, I'm free to drink martinis and watch their sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell.
That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till the clear his name
and give him back the time he's done.